This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian officials said Sunday at least 27 people were killed with another 25 injured in an artillery attack Moscow blamed on Ukraine. The blast on Sunday happened as a Russian chemical transport terminal also came under fire. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Donetsk is one of four Ukrainian regions at least partially annexed by Russia in recent years. The United Nations General Assembly widely condemns the move. The Donetsk attack comes as firefighters battled blazes at a Russian chemical transport terminal located on a site run by Russia's second largest natural gas producer, Novatek, some 165 kilometers away from St. Petersburg. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Israeli attacks and street battles raged across the Gaza Strip on Sunday as Palestinian health officials said the death toll from Israeli strikes since war broke out in October had passed 25,000. Gaza's health ministry said 178 Palestinians had been killed in the past 24 hours, one of the deadliest days of the war so far. Israeli planes resumed heavy bombing on Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Strip, and explosions echoed throughout the city. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video statement on Sunday in which he said he stressed in his conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday, he rejects U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas demands for a ceasefire, Israeli forces withdrawal, and the release of Palestinians held by Israel in exchange for the remaining hostages. He said that agreeing means another October 7th style attack would only be a matter of time. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential contender Ron DeSantis, who was once viewed as the Republican Party's best shot at moving past Donald Trump, dropped out of the primary race on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
I am today suspending my campaign.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement in a video posted to the X social media site endorsing Trump and attacking the last Republican in the race with a shot at the presidential nomination, Nikki Haley.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
DeSantis had been widely seen as a top contender for the 2024 Republican nomination and early last year led several head-to-head polls against Trump. Nikki Haley has emerged as the favorite among moderate Republicans as the field has consolidated.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Pope Francis on Sunday called for the release of hostages, including six nuns who were kidnapped on a bus in Haiti on Friday, and said he was praying for social harmony in the country. Armed gunmen hijacked a bus in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, with at least six nuns on board and drove off to an unknown destination, taking all passengers hostage. Vatican News reported on Saturday, citing the Haitian Conference of Religious Group. Thousands are forced to evacuate as a volcano erupts in Indonesia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Mount Merapi, a volcano in Indonesia's central Java province, has erupted and is spreading hot clouds into the air and flows of lava down its slopes. The eruption comes as other active volcanoes are flaring up across the island nation, forcing the evacuations of thousands of people. According to Indonesia's Geological Disaster and Development Center, Merapi's eruption unleashed a mix of rock and lava traveling 1.2 miles down its sides, along with gas clouds blasting more than 100 yards into the air. Merapi is the most active out of more than 120 volcanoes in the country, and the eruption is the latest since authorities raised its alert level to the second highest. Indonesia, an archipelago of 270 million people, is prone to volcanic activity because it sits along the Ring of Fire, a horseshoe-shaped series of seismic fault lines around the Pacific Ocean. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Senegal's highest election authority has excluded two top opposition leaders from the final list of candidates for the West African nation's presidential election next month. The council said opposition leader Ousmane Sonko, who finished third in the country's 2019 presidential election, was disqualified from the ballot because of a defamation conviction. Sonko's party called his disqualification, quote, the most dangerous precedent in the political history of Senegal. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.